And from the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Today is Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day. A group gathered along Egan Drive this morning. Some held signs that said, Indigenous Lives Matter, and Break the Cycle, End the Violence, with hashtags Not Forgotten and MMIP. Jenny Brown is a behavioral health aide at Central Council of Thlinkit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, and an MMIP advocate.
We are at the wetlands in Juneau at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we're out here for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Awareness Day.
She's here for personal reasons, too. Her cousin Linda has been missing since 2016. The supporters had red handprints on their faces. Jamie Ann S'Aitlin Hasselquist works for Central Council's Department of Public Safety.
The red handprint signifies that we won't be silent anymore. And it's also believed that red is the color that the spirits can see. And so when we wear red, we're calling them and they can hear us and know that we're still looking for them. We haven't forgotten them.
The supporters are currently gathering at the Capitol for a march to Elizabeth Prochazka Hall. Speakers at this evening's rally include Representative Andy Story, Central Council of Thlinkit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska President Chathi Ish Richard Peterson, and Ann Sears, Alaska's new statewide investigator for missing Indigenous persons. A bone marrow transplant is a life-saving procedure for people with blood illnesses or cancers. But for Alaska Native and mixed-race people, it's harder to find matches because they're underrepresented in the donor database. As Claire Strumble reports for KTOO, advocates are hosting a drive next week to connect an Anchorage 6-year-old with a matching donor.
It's been almost a year since Tasha Newbill found out her 6-year-old son, Tiberius, has cancer. It was the week after his last day of preschool. She got his results in the afternoon and was on a medevac flight less than an hour later. You can't get the care he needs in Alaska.
I talked to a social worker for 10 minutes, and by 3 o'clock, we were in an ambulance on the way to Anchorage Airport. And by 3:30, we were wheels up on our way to Seattle, and we've been here ever since. So we literally walked out of our life with 10 minutes notice.
Since then, he's had more than 100 transfusions. He's gone through a lot of chemotherapy. His mom says he's also careened around the hospital halls on a quad bike at high speed and collected a lot of Yoda stuffed animals. And after an experimental stem cell transplant, he had a brief remission, but relapsed this February. So now the family is hoping to find a donor for another transplant. It's harder for Tiberius to find a match than it is for other patients. He's Black, white, and Inupiaq.
Most oftentimes people find donors of the same ethnic heritage as you. And with Tiberius being such a unique mixture, there's no one on the registry for him. And there's currently 4.1 million donors registered worldwide. And there was no one who matched Tiberius.
Alaska Native people make up less than 1% of donors. Newbill and her husband are only a half match for Tiberius. Most people who need a transplant don't match perfectly with their relatives, which is part of why there's a donor registry. Christy Youngblood is hosting a donor drive in Anchorage next Monday.
Well, to join the registry, you have to be 18 to 40 years old, meet the health guidelines, and be committed to saving anyone's life.
She's a lymphoma survivor herself. Now she's a volunteer with Be the Match, a nonprofit that connects patients with donors. To get tested, all you need is an oral swab. She says being a donor is also pretty simple. Most of the time, all you donate is stem cells. Youngblood compared the process to donating blood or plasma. Less than 20% of the time, they need actual bone marrow.
And it's not as bad as it sounds. They surgically remove it from your hip, and it kind of feels like you fell on the ice. You're back to normal activities within a day.
The group is hoping to find a match for Tiberius. And his mom, Tasha, wants to boost the number of donors for other patients who need blood that's underrepresented in the registry.
It's really important we get people who are minorities or are multi-ethnic to join the registry because, you know, we are becoming more and more common in this day and age. I'd like to think and believe that society is changing and is becoming more accepted of interracial marriages and children and, you know, I like to think of Tiberius as the future.
Tiberius just started a month's worth of chemotherapy to reduce his cancer to get ready for the stem cell transplant, if his family can find a donor. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strempel for KTOO.
Moving a youth gondola system from Austria to Juneau's ski area is going to cost a lot more than initially estimated. On Wednesday, the Juneau Assembly narrowly approved spending an extra $500,000 to bring it to Juneau and awarded the transportation contract to Linden Logistics. Throughout much of the gondola purchasing discussions, Mayor Beth Weldon has been noncommittal. Wednesday's meeting was no exception.
Since we now seem to own this gondola, what happens if we don't pass this ordinance?
City Manager Rory Watt responded.
We would be in a very difficult position, having spent a lot of money to purchase and own a gondola on another continent without the funds to move it. So I don't exactly know what we would do. I cannot think of a good outcome.
The city had solicited contracts to store the gondola in Europe for potential resale, an option the assembly wanted in case it decided to abandon the project. But no one bid on that contract. The mayor ended up voting yes. Assembly members Carol Treem and Alicia Hughes-Scandies voted no. Hughes-Scandies acknowledged her vote didn't make sense given the situation.
But even so, I can't in good conscience put more public money towards a project that I don't feel like we should have in the first place. I feel like it's a bad route for the city to go. I further feel that it was a bad process that we followed.
Eagle Crest ski area officials asked for $2 million to buy the used gondola system in February, outside of the assembly's normal process for prioritizing competing requests for big-ticket projects. Eagle Crest general manager described it as a rare opportunity that would save millions compared to buying new and shave years off of a goal to expand summer operations. The contract to ship it from Austria to Eagle Crest ski area will cost almost $850,000. That's more than double the initial estimate. The system weighs several hundred tons and will take more than 25 truckloads to get up the mountain. The loading process in Austria is expected to begin around May 20th. Haines high schoolers enjoyed their prom Saturday night. As KHNS's Corinne Smith reports, students in grades 9 through 12 were dressed in their best for the Hollywood-themed night.
A group of Haines juniors and smiling parents are gathered at the cruise ship dock for photos ahead of prom. The air is still warm from what feels like the first blue sky spring day of the year. The snowy mountains across the Lynn Canal make a dramatic and classically Haines backdrop.
How about the nails? We probably should get the nails, huh?
The theme of the night is Hollywood. Long silky gowns, heels, and crisp suits were ordered online months before. The junior class was charged with planning the prom, says 17-year-old Allison Benda.
The junior class has been working really hard to make this prom really good and fun for the seniors and for the rest of the high school. And so we fundraised a lot of money, and we carefully selected decorations, and our whole class worked on it.
After the photo shoot, students pile into cars and head over to the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds, where the student prom committee and staff have transformed Harriet Hall for the occasion. There's a red carpet at the entrance and paparazzi in the form of teacher Matt Davis. Music is DJed by art teacher Giselle Miller, and the mocktails are served by teachers Natalie Benassi and Denise Sherman. Junior class president Jacob Wiersinga is one of the lead organizers.
I'm so excited. I've had people come up to me because they have heard this vision since last May, and they've been like so excited, and I just love seeing the faces, the smiles on their faces and all the excitement and all like the surprise by the staff, because nothing like this has been kind of done before. Yeah, we have prom, but we took it over the top, I feel like, with our class.
Masks were required last year due to COVID-19, and the 2020 event was canceled altogether. This year, with community cases low, masks were optional and worn by a few students. Wiersinga says prom is also about celebrating the graduating seniors.
We wrote clapboards for them, so like Hollywood clapboards. We did funny jokes on them, so we'll be presenting them. We have a stage where a student is going to rap later tonight. And just other fun things that make it more than just a dance.
Surely, it was a glamorous night to remember. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
And It's currently 49 degrees with isolated showers and 5-mile-an-hour winds. Tonight's low is 37 degrees. Tomorrow is slated to be even drier than today. This weekend is possibly going to be sunny with temperatures in the 50s. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Yvonne Crumry.